Today's subject is healing. This is God's will for all mankind. We're doing part four from a seven-part series, and the topic is God's will in the ministry of Jesus. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens, and we're doing part B of that ministry. Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Jesus cleansed a leper. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." And Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. This is the will of God. "I will, be thou clean." For Jesus only said and did what the Father said to do. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 15, "Behold my servant." But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there. A great multitude followed him, and he healed them all. This scripture is very clearly to say a great multitude of people followed him and he healed every one of them. In Luke chapter 4 verses 18 to 19, it says Jesus was rejected at Nazareth. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue of the Sabbath day, took up and read. And he handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." We can find this in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 12. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 30 to 31, Jesus heals great multitudes. Reading from verse 29, "Jesus departed from there and skirted the Sea of Galilee and went up the mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel." We go to Mark chapter 6, verses 53 to 56. "Many touched him and are made well." Reading from verse 53. "And when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and they anchored there. And when they came out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him, ran through the whole surrounding region, and began to carry about on beds those who were sick to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he entered into a village, cities, or country, they laid the sick in the marketplace and begged him that they might just touch him, the hem of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole." Going now to Luke chapter 9, verses 1 to 2 and verse 6. "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Verse 6, "So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." Luke chapter 10, verses 1 and 8 to 9, the 70 sent out. Starting from verse 1, "After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that they are set before you. Heal the sick there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" In this scripture, I want to say to you, in this last scripture, is the kingdom of God is all about healing the sick as well. And Jesus is our example for every born-again believer. God saying to us, "Go into the world, preach the gospel, lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover." Thank you again for being with me today in this part. The next part coming up will be part 5, and we're dealing with topic, the way not to get healed. And the next topic, what happened to the church after Jesus left? And topic number 7, learn to pray for the church. Thank you once again, and God bless.